For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Undercurrent. Go ahead.
Two things are going to happen. One, it's not cool to wear dope flare. Okay, if you're flaring out with your dope on your button, that's not cool. And secondly, all the junkies out there are going to start kicking these people's ass for their drugs because they know what they got.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
That's an interesting angle.
There are people who take that stuff recreationally. So you're walking around with a Xanax thing, and somebody's like, "Hey, I could roll that guy and get his Xanny bars."
I thought junkies were willing to do things that barter. I didn't know they were kicking ass.
Man. Oh, you're right. They can't. Their junkies are in no position to kick
ass.
Man,
late last night after the game, I watched an E60 on Ryan Leaf, the quarterback. Oof. And, you know, he started just breaking into all these homes, never for anything but to steal the prescription pills. Never stole anything but prescription pills. So, you know, you got your button on. Next thing you know, someone's coming in your house.
And it's Ryan Leaf, former number one draft pick.
Yeah.
727-579-1025. Hi, Drew Garabo live. Okay or not okay to wear your meds on your shirt?
Yeah, it's so okay.
It's okay.
Tell me why and tell me what you struggle with, sir.
Just now I can walk up to somebody like, "Yo, I love Xanax. You want to trade for some perk?" You know, if I'm wearing a perk one.
This guy.
It'd be so cool.
This guy's working his comedy night. If you had to wear your med on your shirt, what would you be wearing? What would the front of your shirt say? What's your med?
Perks Blues.
He likes the Perks, the Blues. What are those, painkillers?
Yeah.
What pain are you trying to kill?
Pain in the ass. Oh, I'm sorry. Pain of wife I got.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're just, what you're doing with the Perks, you're curing the symptoms, but not the disease. Well, you need to cure the disease is arsenic. It doesn't need to be you taking it, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Percocet?
Never. Have you?
Yeah, someone gave me one at a Dave Matthews Band in Cincinnati, 2004.
Weren't you crush them up and put them in your Snoopy snow cones?
No, that was Vicodin. This was just a one-off. It was just happened one night. And it was, like I said, we went to Cincinnati to see Dave Matthews, and the guy in the hotel room next to us had one.
That's dangerous when someone has a pill of something. I think we went to Cozumel the first time on a cruise, and it was a bunch of us hanging out, and someone got some of those Rohypnols, which they call
roofies. Oh, that's
roofies,
right? Yeah.
So we're literally sitting in someone's cabin, and we're passing the bong around, or we're in Mexico, so El Bongo. And we're passing around El Bongo, and somebody's like, "Hey, I scored these pills in Mexico." We're all like, "Oh, what are those?" He goes, they're Rohypnols. I'm like, sure.
Oh.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up. With, like, I'm spilling the bong everywhere, like, as I'm waking up, just going, "What is happening?" And my butt hurt.
Hell yeah, good times.
Drew Garabo live, hello.
Hey, how's it going? It's
Hi.
Austin.
Nice to speak with you, Austin. Should people wear their meds on the front of their shirt, okay or not okay?
I'd say not okay, because it brings me back to that Seinfeld episode, if you remember, where they put Jerry and all the other residents on the wall, all their pictures, and they kind of knew each other, and what do you get faced with? The hugs, right? Not a hugger, right? Kind of the same concept, I feel like, right? Where you kind of have,
I don't get the reference, guys. I wasn't much of a Seinfeld fan. Do you understand what he's talking about?
I've seen every episode of Seinfeld. I'm not sure. Maybe he's I don't remember.
Well, was he just saying, like, the equivalent, it's like a social hug? Like, you're inviting a hug of sort? Like,
you're just inviting extra conversation?
Yeah, like, if Seth's got one on, like, the last thing he would ever want is someone coming up to him and being like, "Oh, what you're dealing with? Let's talk about it." Like, that would be his nightmare.
Oh, me too.
Everybody that I interact with on a daily basis knows just from the first 5 seconds that I've got issues. And you know what? That's okay. I can tell people who are receptive to those, and I can tell people that are totally freaked out. I try to only be around people that can handle how I am. That's just a big part of what I'm looking for in a friend.
It's a good policy to have, really. Like, you only want to be around the people who can handle you.
I know, and I hang around a lot of people that have a mental issues, and it's a hell of a time hanging out with them. We're both exhausted after an hour.
Drew Garabo live, who are you?
This is Lisa.
Hi.
I think you should put warning labels on all the junkies, like if they do cigarettes. And I think we should all that smoke marijuana should just have happy button.
You guys know who this is, right?
Oh, yeah.
They gave me three diseases. They gave me disease of addiction, disease of alcohol, disease of mental illness. Why? Because I crow like a flippin' rooster on bipolar. They got to pay me all this money. Shame on America. Shame on America. Instead of a methadone on every clinic like a Walgreens, they should have a dispensary. Well, anyways, Joe, how are you? I'm building a Rooster 420 cafe in the trees, and it's good seeing you, talking to you, and all that stuff.
Dude, no joke. I would totally go to the 420 Treehouse Lisa the Rooster Cafe.
Well, that's out in the woods.
I know. That sounds awesome.
She lives in the woods.
Yeah, I bet you got to take a rope to get up there. It sounds legit. She could probably rent it out as an Airbnb.
Right. It's not a themed restaurant. It's a homeless camp in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tomato, tomato.
You all right?
Man,
I could tell that took a lot out of you.
These callers are taking me out of Kiss mode tonight. I mean, I was ready to party for at least two songs, and now I'm not sure if I'm going to get past the artist.
We should have placed some sort of wager on whether or not Seth was going to make, because I don't want to. I don't know
I'm
if he
going,
was.
Drew's
going
to carry me into. I'm there.
I don't think. I think it's going. As soon as I'm sorry to out you, but as soon as we got in the car last night to leave Amalie Arena, Seth goes, "There's no way I'm going to Kiss."
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I don't know if you meant it, but you said it.
I was just, you know, a lot of small talk on the way
home.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I hate to out you like that, but I knew, you know.
Bro, I'm here. Listen, if I was going to bail, I would have bailed already. 4:17? Let's party.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come in.
Rock and roll all night, Sweet Caroline, playing the hits.
I got played like a sucker.
No, it's me. It's me. I'm lashing out. The most things got me down.
Well, I'm going. I just don't know why, you know, that's cool.
Why we what?
We're going to rock it out.
Share your feelings. Why we what?
I just think we're getting there really early.
I want to see Garibaldi paint. That's it. It's going to be me. Last song. The real name of the song is Beth. But I'll be singing this to the man who stood me up and told me he was going to come to a concert. Left me with Migs and family and a rival radio personality. Seth, I hear you call it. But you couldn't come to the show. Me and the dudes are hanging, but it's just lonely Garabo. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think you hear me calling. Oh, Seth, what did you do? Seth, what did you do? You said you'd come with me to the Amalie Arena. We had a suite with Migsy, and I believed you like a dummy. You said you would come here, and I believed in you. Now I'm all sad and lonely. Hey, Migs, is that some fudge? Migs, is that a bottle of water? I don't need you after all. The song goes out to everybody who's ever let me down, not just Seth. The guidance counselors who told me I'd never amount to anything. My dead grandpa who called me dumbhead at Clearwater Beach. I know you did it out of love, Grandpa Earl, but it's been hard for me to forgive you. It's like it's been hard to forgive my mom for washing my mouth out with Irish Spring when I said the F word in 1976 when Robert Moskowitz stole my wiffle bat and wouldn't give it back. Bring it home for you guys. Seth, I hope you're lonely when you're with your dogs and wife. Is lonely old Drew Garabo sleeping alone tonight? Please don't.
A lot of pain in there, man.
I know. Every time I hear a Kiss song, it makes me not want to go more and more.
Oh, so I kind of backfired.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
Drew Garabo Live. Hello. Who are you?
I'll be there.
No, you won't.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Garibaldi.
It's Garabo. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
Hello.
Your hello? I asked you who you were. Oh, okay, goodbye. Hi, Drew Garabo, live. You're in the 941. What's up?
True.
Sir.
I just want to correct you in the fact that I don't live in a camp, never have lived in a camp. Oh. I'm not homeless. I am houseless. Oh, and check it out. I live on a $20 million piece of property that's for sale with 300 to 500-year-old oak trees, and they can't touch this patch. How cool is that? Anyways, just wanted to correct you that on Thursday, correction day, okay? Goodbye.
Thank you. 727-579-1025.
Man, she's...
everything that happens pushes Seth one step farther from going to Kiss tonight.
If you play another Kiss song or she calls again, I think I gotta be respectfully have to bow out.
No,
I think
man.
That's gotta be it. That's gotta be it. A man can only take so much. We still have an hour and a half left of the show.
I mean,
show.
Just picture those beautiful oak trees on that patch. $20 million. I mean, how you gonna call someone homeless when they're on a $20 million plot of land?
She's houseless.
Dude, please don't get any more facts about her wrong, please.
Drew Grab Alive, hello. Who are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. Okay or not okay for people to wear their meds on their shirts?
I don't know, man. That's a big gray
area.
It's
okay. It's not okay.
Is that not what you were calling for?
Shirt? Yeah, but I don't know. I would say yes.
Did you not know that's what we were talking about before you called in? Because we've been talking about this and asking for opinions. You sound like you're working out your opinion while you're on the phone with us. I would recommend you do that beforehand, but you do you.
You're gonna take me off air and cuss me out again, aren't you?
No, I have no desire to curse at you, sir. You sound like a nice gentleman.
He never does that.
No, it's all right. I'm just it happened in the past, but it's all right.
Liar.
Yeah, I think
listen, here's the deal. The reason why I called in was because you guys were talking about there was addiction that was brought up, and I'm not trying to darken your day at all.
Good. Thank you. And please don't. Drew Grabo Live, hello. How can we help you? I don't want my day darkened. Do you want your day darkened?
It's dark enough.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, man. You got what was his name? The director of the devil himself. Who are you going to see tonight?
Oh, Dr. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can you be sad when you've got the Sultan of Satan to look forward to tonight?
By the way, my mom just texted me and said, "Do you remember everything?" She really did wash my mouth out with soap when I Yeah, Mom, I do. I'm sorry. I don't know if it was the acid or what. Hello, Drew Garabo Live. She burned my face with acid.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That was a warm up for the soap.
Yeah, she said, "Get ready for some Irish Spring. Here's some hydrochloric acid for your face." And she called me a jerk face. Hello.
Hello, am I on?
Yeah, you are, sir. What's up? Should you be?
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't sure. I think it's a horrible idea, actually, for the buttons.
It's
but
not
think
okay.
about this.
All right.
Put the prescriptions on the back of your ID.
Hmm. Look, I think we should encourage people to talk about mental issues more. I don't know that forcing the conversation is our way to go. I get where this lady's coming from. She wants to encourage other people who struggle to get help. But I think this might be forcing conversations that others might not be ready for. John Senning, what have you got in those joints in your pocket?
Well, I've got some exciting things and I've got some startling things. I will tell you about a Guinness World Record breaking pizza, as well as how one of the biggest store chains in America is about to get us one step closer to artificial intelligence taking over the universe.
That's next on John's Joints, where you'll be competing for your chance to get Monster Jam World Finals tickets in Orlando in a few weeks at Camping World Stadium. Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC would love for you to take a visit and go take advantage of their huge savings on the strongest and most dependable trucks on the road. You test driven a Silverado lately? Maybe you've already got one. You're thinking, I sure would like me a new one of these. Well, drive the 2019 Silverado and get 0% APR up to 72 months, and you can lease for up to only $299 per month. With advanced trailering technology, available power lease tailgate, and more cargo volume than any truck out there. Only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.